something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to this episode of Amy and TJ coming to you from a different location, per usual. Not in Midtown Manhattan at the iHeart Studios this time, but instead, I am sitting next to, as we speak, a very lovely dressed Amy Robach. There are sparkles in that dress you're wearing.
Yes.
There's a lovely backdrop with lovely greenery and lighting. There's soft music playing. Do tell.
Oh, we are at the Roosevelt Hotel in Los Angeles in Hollywood because we just came back from... Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I had a whole mood going. Oh. I had a whole thing going. Is that, well, we guys...
And then I turned it into a game show. Yeah. Sorry. This is The Price is Right. No, so we just got back from the iHeart Music Awards, just walked across the street, and had a blast. It was so much fun. You had a blast.
Of course I had a blast. But this was a journey. Started for us on Sunday. We flew out here. And this is something we haven't had in a while. You and I were talking about it. We haven't had any downtime or off time. And being in a plane for 5+ hours was kind of a nice getaway.
Yes.
Coming out to LA in the first place.
It was. And so we had a very early start because we had to get one of the first flights out to get to LA in time to watch March Madness. Let's just be honest.
Didn't we just say because I had an emergency?
Because
sounds
you
better.
Had to watch two games, specific games. Thank God it was just two. So we had to race from the airport to the hotel. We literally threw our bags in our room, did we not? And then ran out the door.
Oftentimes people, I think really, literally is one of the most overused words in
it
the
is.
English language.
However.
You just used it accurately.
Exactly.
We tossed our
we
bags.
We threw the bags and then ran to the nearest sports bar so we could catch the games. I say all of this to say, we were excited. We were going to be in LA. We didn't have kids to think about or worry about. So we just got to kind of have, yes, we're working, but we got to have some much needed alone time. So we were going to go out to dinner when we got back to the hotel room. We had a whole night planned. And at 6:30, we
local time.
Okay, fine. But 6:30 p.m., we came back to regroup. I put that in air quotes, but no one can see me. To regroup, we fell asleep and then we woke up at 12:30, as in midnight 30, and realized that we missed the entire night and we were wide awake. So that was a bit of a problem. So we turned on Insidious 3, at 12:30 to 2:30.
Yeah.
And then I think we did fall back asleep from 2:30 to 4:30.
But at that point, if it's 4 o'clock on the East Coast,
I'm awake.
I'm awake. So my body clock was there. So yes, we watched a couple movies.
And then what did you say to me?
You ready to run?
You ready to run? And I was like, give me a sec, per usual. But anyway, we ran, had a beautiful day, and actually are still pretty wide awake given that wacky, weird sleep situation we had going on.
Yeah, and we did. We felt great today. Got a great run and on the Walk of Fame.
Yep.
But the event tonight, it was a yellow carpet at the iHeart Awards. And again, we appreciate the invitation coming out. Of course, people know this is an iHeart podcast. We've been in business with them now in a partnership for the past, 6 months plus or so. So it's great to get invited to things like this. And I guess the evening started, we had to do a red carpet walk. The carpet, however, was yellow.
Yellow, yes.
They gave us a heads up about that, and you appreciated it. Because to you, the first thing you thought about was
my dress
color.
Yes,
I didn't know.
Yeah, a yellow carpet.
I don't know what.
There are certain colors that might clash that you could wear with a red carpet, but not with a yellow carpet.
What clashes with a yellow carpet?
I don't want to point anyone out who might have worn these colors, but
good. Wow. Yeah, very good.
Right?
Move there.
But okay. I made a choice to have a muted kind of pastel, just to not compete with the bright yellow. So I went with a mint green
bodice dress.
It's a lace bodice.
Lace, I didn't say it right.
You got bodice right. That was good.
Y'all know what that means? Lace bodice?
Yes.
Lace bodice.
Every girl knows, know what a bodice is.
But yes. If I just say bodice, that's not correct. I have to say.
Well, it's a lace bodice, just to be clear.
It's a bodice. It just happens to be lace.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. There are four women in the room.
And we're all laughing at you. They're all looking at you like, yes,
okay.
TJ, that's
okay,
correct.
Fine.
And then so we had fun, getting glammed up, right? You had a blast.
Getting glammed up?
So this is so funny. iHeart, they were very sweet because I'm actually not used to this now these days, having anyone who does my hair or my makeup. And so, but they scheduled TJ for a 30-minute session, for his glam team. How did that go?
I canceled. You canceled for me, actually.
Yeah.
Actually,
TJ says he doesn't need a glam team.
I mean,
you know, when you're born that way.
No. But you are very familiar with me and my affinity for makeup.
Yes.
But no, I didn't need anything. But it was funny. They had me booked for something. And Emma, we want to give love to Emma from London,
She's
right?
She's amazing.
Okay. We met her when we first started our partnership with iHeart. She did your hair and makeup today, and she has you on fire. You told her to do something what with your hair?
I just said do whatever you want
with
my hair. I didn't care. I was like, you know what? Someone else is doing it, so I'm so happy. So whatever you want.
You would not have done this on your own.
No, I would not have.
It looks great. You got to get everything working.
It's a little rock and roll. It's a little bit more edgy than I typically would be, but she is amazing. So yes, thank you, Emma. And she was doing so many folks. So she squeezed me in at the end. We squeezed into the red carpet.
Yellow.
But, the yellow carpet, but just in time to see one of our new best friends.
Oh, I was going back even before that best friend to before we got into the pictures and we were standing and waiting.
Right.
Somebody who offers you some jewelry.
Oh, yes. Tori Spelling.
Yes, well, there you go.
So she's great. So Tori was waiting in line with us, but she had had a fashion emergency earlier. And so I don't know how it happened, but somehow the dress she was supposed to wear got misplaced. So some of her reps came running into the room saying, does anyone have a dress
that Tori Spelling
can borrow?
Oh, I didn't know it was Tori.
And I was like, who could fit? Like, I don't think Tori Spelling could fit into any one of her dresses because she has an amazing rockin' body. And so I was like, good luck with that. But she somehow found a pair of pants from someone and a top from her daughter. Wow. And she made it all work and she was blinged out with really cool jewelry. And yes, I realized I had none. So she was offering me some of her rings. It was very sweet. She was like, hey, look, I know what it's like to be without. So that was all happening behind the scenes.
Are those surreal moments? Right? I am standing on a carpet, a yellow carpet, red carpet, waiting to go have my picture taken with you, talking to Tori Spelling and talking about exchanging jewelry.
Oh my gosh. Please. 90210, when I was coming up, she was like, everything. So yes, I would have been geeking out a million times over if I had seen that in my high school and college days. Yes. So she was very sweet. She's like, please take whatever you want. But you know, everyone has little fashion emergencies in the end. And I just decided I was going with a very clean look, a sans jewelry
very
look.
Clean.
It's very basic, actually.
Did you have a wardrobe emergency of any kind?
No, I didn't. No. It was just that I realized that I didn't think out my jewelry situation, but it's fine.
Well, I don't think I did either.
Yeah. You were trying to look for jewelry at the very end. We were actually going to jewelry stores at the last minute for you.
You want to call really Marshall's a jewelry store? It's
not a
jewelry store.
So that is true. So before we hit the red carpet, we ran. We first looked up when Marshall's was open, which was at 9:30 a.m. If anyone wants to know, on Hollywood Boulevard, Marshall's is open at 9:30 a.m.
Yes, it is.
We were thinking that maybe because TJ Maxx sometimes has
jewelry
in the cases that actually is really nice, 14 karat gold, like legit great jewelry. I thought Marshall's might have it as well. They did not. But you were looking for a bejeweled.
Bejeweled? What? Stop.
Bejeweled.
It's immediately funny to people that I'm looking for a bejeweled anything.
Either tie clip or what do you call a man's brooch? You were looking, what was it?
Oh my God.
You were looking for a man's brooch.
Oh my God. When you say it like that. Yes, I was looking for a, what did you say, a bedazzled? Jeez. No, it's a lapel pin. It's a lapel pin.
Yes, but didn't you want some bling on it?
Oh my, which is called what in your world?
Bedazzled.
Okay.
Yes.
That no, that's not the funnier. Word. No, what word did she use, Hannah?
I said bedazzled.
I thought you said something else.
I said a bedazzled
bejeweled.
Lapel.
Bejeweled, yes. See?
Same difference.
You said bejeweled. But yes. We go to Marshall's at 9:30 a.m. looking.
This is all true. It's funny because it's true. Okay, yes.
This is a 100%. But when you say it out loud now, this is awful.
You know,
when you say it out loud, TJ Holmes and Amy Robach went to a Marshall's on Hollywood Boulevard at 9:30 looking for a lapel pin. Jesus. Okay, that's bad. Okay, when you say it that way, it sounds bad.
Oh, man. Okay. Yes, our secret is out.
Okay.
Yes, but, you know, this is shocking. We didn't find one.
Okay, but to your point, and you're right, a lot of people know TJ Maxx, different.
It's different, we so learned.
They have a jewelry case sometimes. There's a security guard even. There are keys involved.
Correct.
Things are locked up. At Marshall's, however, there is a carousel that says jewelry $14.99 on it. That's a true story as well. We left fairly soon after arriving at Marshall's.
And then we went to Pandora to try and see if they, but they only
and
had women's jewelry.
That and they were closed. So when you see the pictures of us from the iHeart Awards and you look closely at TJ and say, wow, he looks nice, but he's missing something.
It was a bejeweled lapel pin.
And you will notice there's not a lapel pin.
No. But you know what? Next time. And you could go... Maybe I'll somewhere, maybe go to TJ Maxx next time, beforehand.
I'll do it ahead of time.
All right.
But to your point, we get through pictures. We get through pictures.
Yes.
To what you were saying a second ago, down to our new best friend.
Gavin Rossdale.
We were very excited to see him.
It was very exciting. Hopefully, if any of you all listened to the podcast, if you haven't, just look back a few episodes. Gavin was on the show just a few weeks ago, and he was amazing. We became new best friends. And as it turns out, it seems like we continue to have therapy sessions with people that we don't intend to, but we did have one with Gavin. So it was funny. Just a few weeks have passed. We see him and it's almost like there's a connection that went deeper than just an interview because we had a therapy session with Gavin. So it was great to see him and his new girl.
Yes. He talked about her on our podcast. She was there. She was great.
She was gorgeous.
I wish
we
had more time with her. Yeah, she was great. She was great. But it was an energy and a warmth and just, we did. We looked like there was a reunion of friends, hadn't seen each other in a long, long time, but it was great to see him on the carpet. And the fans were great as we were, you and I have both covered a lot at the Dolby Theater before. yes, some Oscars there. And to walk through there now and not be going to work or having to do an interview, we walk through this throng of fans and folks wanting to take our pictures and give us high five. We stopped a lot in this. I've never had gotten a chance to do that walk before.
Oh my gosh. It was the closest we'll ever get to doing that walk. But yes, we've always been on the other side of it. So it was really cool to be on the inside, walk up those famous steps that you see the celebrities walk up on the Oscars. But we got to walk up there and was not lost on me. I was taking it all in. And we got into the theater and you got to see an old friend. Well, we got to see an old friend who ended up presenting later in the awards, Niecy Nash.
I hope we get to tell that story later because we haven't even told it fully to Niecy.
We need to get her on the podcast.
Yes, we will. We will. But Niecy was, it's okay. We'll say it here and hopefully we'll tell the story later. But Niecy played an integral part and she didn't even realize she did in our story.
Yes.
Our story being me and robes. So it was good to see her put her arms around her again. And she always just lights a place up with her smile.
It was very fun to see her. So yeah, we got to also see, maybe you said it was the highlight for you of the evening.
Highlight of my night. Flav. Yes.
He had the big timepiece on.
Still got it going. But Flavor Flav, look, obviously iconic in hip hop, but I've never met the brother. I've never met Flavor Flav.
He knew who you were.
And you saw it happen, and then he said it. He got up from where he was. We were standing with Niecy and worked his way mm-hmm. down to come put his arms around me. Now, you and I have talked about this a lot to where we went through a phase in our lives not too long ago where we had our heads down thinking everybody hates us or is looking at us mm-hmm. funny, just in shame and to a certain degree. And it's been taking us a while to get our heads back up high and to have someone like that or anybody, but then to have him make the effort and have the words he had for me tonight to embrace us the way he did. It absolutely was the highlight of my night.
That was really cool. I loved seeing it. It was awesome. Yeah, that was a moment. There were so many moments when we first sat down. I actually had to send this to my girls because JT, Justin Timberlake, coming out singing my new favorite song that I have had on repeat nonstop. I mean.
But he did it in a way we hadn't heard before.
Guitar.
That was awesome. The acoustic, yeah.
Selfish. It was so, so good. And then broke out into song and dancing and just, man, I was impressed. It was really cool. I felt really honored to be there to witness that.
That dude is wildly talented, and he is, talking about longevity, he keeps putting them out. He can still put out hits and still sounds like that after all these years. That was fun.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So many amazing performances. I have to say, also, I was taking some texts from family members who were watching along while we were in the studio, actually in, you know, the amazing Dolby Theater, watching it all happen. But how cool was it to see Meryl Streep introduce Jennifer Hudson, who introduced Cher? Like, to have those three powerhouses on the stage, to hear Cher and Jennifer Hudson do a duet of her. I mean, it was a pinch me moment, for I was blown away being able to witness that.
You know, seeing Meryl Streep walk up on the stage.
Yeah.
Man, that woman is just special. And to think she's standing next to Cher. Those are, I don't even know if icon is the right word, but those are iconic women who've had iconic careers. And that line about Cher's
70
career.
Years.
Seven decades. Has a number one hit in 7 decades. Has anyone ever, can anybody do that? That's unbelievable.
She is the only one here in the United States. And to have Cher and and Meryl having the same kind of track record, and to keep going, to still be influencers and to be inspirational for my daughters. Yeah. I mean, look up to both of those women. So it was really remarkable to see them on the stage, and then Jennifer Hudson singing. Holy moly. That was remarkable. Also performances. Wait, Jelly Roll. Can we talk about that?
Seems like you're about to.
Well, you were making fun of me because I was supposed to be preparing for this podcast and I was downloading his music. The second I walked outside of the theater, I'm like, I gotta listen to everything this dude has put out. It was so good. So powerful.
The song is one thing. Save Me. That a lot of people know, but I can't remember what other award show it was that he got so much attention for his thing. I think it was
It
was a country award show. But when he gets on the mic, he's always speaking from the heart. We saw some people, sometimes people want to do, rehearse their speeches or it's not as personal. He just starts talking and it is just flowing from his heart and his acceptance speech tonight was another one that people will be downloading and talking about for the next several days, weeks, months, and even years.
Wait, so it's so funny. We've been talking about the night and we've not really even, well, maybe we buried the lead. Beyonce was at the Dolby Theater there tonight, which was remarkable to see her. It was so cool. Anytime we're in the same room with Beyonce, it's something to tell everyone else about.
That's it. I mean, that's kind of it.
I was there and she was there and we were in the same room and it was really cool.
And it doesn't matter. That's how I tell the story. Yes, I was at the iHeart Radio Awards with Beyonce.
Beyonce, yes.
And I leave it there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Same room.
She was there. I was there.
Enough said.
We were there. Use your imagination. Well, we could have been mingling. We could have been, or I could have been on row 77.
Right.
And she was up front. It doesn't matter.
No. It really doesn't.
But yeah, what she's doing with that album now, I haven't had a chance to go through the whole thing. Have you?
No, because I can't get her song out of my head. It is in a constant loop.
So you're sticking with the one.
Well, that's the one that we've been playing over and over and over again.
But I haven't had a chance to listen to the whole thing, but obviously. And that other moment, you talked about Meryl and Cher on stage, Beyonce and Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, wait, yes, Stevie Wonder. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh,
some things are coming back to you now.
He introduced, oh my gosh, yes. It was an amazing night. That to have all of those powerhouses there together, honoring each other, pretty cool.
There was one more we're missing.
Ludacris.
There it is.
Ludacris.
Who was hosting, apparently.
Yes.
But became almost the artist of the night with his performance of hits that had. When T-Pain.
Oh my gosh.
Ran out. All I do is win. Oh,
I have some video of you. You were dancing in your seat. We were in the seated section.
Okay.
That was a bummer.
Okay. No. Is it the seated section? Or is it the people who don't want to stand up?
Yeah. And then when I did stand up, I actually had someone tell me to sit down.
I remember that happening.
Yeah, I felt bad.
Okay.
I think that was when Cher was up.
What's the proper etiquette? Somebody tell me, what is the proper etiquette if you're in the first row of a section? And music is playing, a concert essentially is going on. Do you stay in your seat until the people behind you stand up? Or should they understand that, yes, I stood up because it's a concert and I am grooving?
Right. So, and by the way, in this situation, everyone in front of us was standing. So you kind of wanted, you got swept up in the motion of standing up and dancing. So okay, I assumed, to
for clarity there, we were at an elevated. So even the people standing up were not blocking our view.
That's true.
Okay, so that's
fair. But you, I don't know what the people behind me are doing. So yes. I see everyone else in front of me stand up and I want to stand up.
Yes.
And I'm dancing and I don't realize that no one followed behind us. And so, yeah, I ended up sitting down because I didn't want to block someone's view. But I always kind of felt like if people in the front, kind of like a standing ovation, stand up, you stand up. It just kind of is like a wave.
You
just follow it. But no one followed us. So then we had to sit down. So then we had to dance while we were seated.
And we were being considerate.
Yes. I wanted to stand up.
Yes.
And I know you did too.
I did.
Yeah, especially with Ludacris.
Ran out. T-Pain ran out.
That was amazing.
All I do is, what? And then Luda goes through hit after hit that we've been jumping up and down to for decades.
It was fun. And you know what was cool? Look, most people, I'm obviously aware of how cool it was to be there. But every time we've come to this theater or even to this town for any kind of an award show, we are typically working. And we actually got to... through work, just spectate, just be entertained, just get to watch. That was the first time, and it was amazing to be able to just kind of take it in and not have to work. And that was a really special moment. And just to see how incredibly talented and amazing all these folks are to come together. And it was cool because it's a different setup. You're not seeing who wins. There's not some big buildup. It's just folks are being honored. They've already been chosen by the listeners, by iHeart. And it was just great to see people being celebrated who deserved it.
You know, I don't know. Did you feel any kind of way walking back into this theater?
Tonight?
Theater? Really? We've been here for countless Oscars.
And I've never actually been inside. I've been outside. I've been beneath the steps. So yeah, it was really cool to be able to see it all from a different vantage point. And someone else we saw on stage, someone we spoke to earlier that you are going to get to hear from a little later this week, AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys. He was there with Lance Bass.
Alexander James.
That's true. That's true. We're going to hear more about
James
that.
James McLean is what he goes by now.
Okay.
The artist formerly known as...
AJ. Yes. Well, he still is AJ when it comes to the Backstreet Boys. But yes, they were on stage. It was great to see them. But we got to catch up with Alex. You're correct. Alex James. And he has a really, really powerful story to tell and some exciting news to talk about as well. That's all coming up,
He's a blast.
He was so much fun.
He was. And just, he's, what is it, 45, 46 now. So He's been through a lot, and he's been very open about his journey, his sobriety journey. And so it's a cool conversation. Hopefully you all will listen to later, but that was a very fun part of this trip and this day, was to be able to sit down with somebody like him that I've been a fan of for so long and have that type of conversation after both of us now have been through, all three of us, I should say, but all of us have been through all kinds of life. That was a highlight of the day as well.
It is always fun to talk to people who have really hard-earned wisdom to share, and he has so much of that. So we're excited to share that with all of you. That'll be coming up later this week.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Misspelling is a new podcast from Tori Spelling, who is the real woman behind the notorious Tori Spelling headlines. Is the mother of five living in a Beverly Hills manor or in an RV? Is she Donna Martin or is she a down-and-out divorcee? For someone who grew up with Hollywood mogul Aaron Spelling, was she daddy's little girl or is she her father's daughter? In a town where the lines are blurred, it's finally time to clear the air with the misunderstood misspelling. Follow Tori as she confronts the missteps, the mistakes, and the misconceptions. Misspelling is ready to reveal what's real and what's fake as she strips down her Hollywood persona. If you think the rumors are shocking, just wait until you hear the truth. Because when a woman has nothing to lose, she has everything to gain. Listen to Misspelling starting April 1st on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We told y'all we're here at the Roosevelt. The hotel room, they have it set up for us so we can record a podcast, and somebody's knocking on the door. I'm so curious to know who it is. And there's whispering. So I don't know if there's a mystery guest. I can bring him. Rose speaking around the corner. Now I'm getting nervous, actually. So,
It's Amy Sugarman. Amy Sugarman's going to bring a surprise guest
a big boss over at the big boss.
And she just asked if she can bring in a guest.
Is she serious
to
right
the
now?
Podcast?
Oh my God. You know who the guest is?
I do.
Oh my God.
Okay. We don't even know. We're going to be surprised. Like, this is a fun segment. Surprise Amy and TJ.
Are we going to make our
with
dinner,
the guest?
Though?
I don't know.
Is the thing. The car is going to be
10 minutes. We have 10 minutes for our car. So I don't know who the surprise is, but it seems to be getting louder and louder.
I hope we know who the guest is.
You think we do?
We think we will.
Wait.
The door is about to open. No, this is
know.
Real. We have
who's
no
this?
Idea who it is. Oh! Oh, good night. We just cannot. We can't shake her. We can't shake her.
Another hug.
Oh, my goodness.
I just thought we'd pop in and say hello.
Well, hello. How are you, dearest? How did you enjoy the show?
Well, if Amy hadn't been standing up in front of us the whole time, it would have been fabulous.
Oh, and there it is. There it
wow,
is.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
But
yes.
The show was fabulous.
We were just acknowledging that I was standing for some of the segments and I was told to sit down politely, but you know, sit down.
Could that have been me?
Could that have been you all? Yes. Why don't you introduce yourselves, please, now that you've joined us?
Kathy from The Golden Bachelor.
Susan from our new podcast, Golden Hour.
And from The Golden Bachelor.
So this is how y'all, how new is the podcast?
Our first one just came out.
Okay, so to promote the podcast, You crash other podcasts.
Do I have this right? You're good at that.
It's okay, working for us. How's it working for you?
You know what? This is probably going to be a hit for us, actually.
And so let me just be clear. It's go to
Bachelor Happy Hour.
And then go to Golden Hour. Because we're golden.
Did you all do Happy Hour tonight? Mm-hmm. You did.
I'm sorry. Tonight, this morning, this afternoon.
Nice.
Every time you run to go to the ladies' room, then you just have to get a drink and you're not allowed back in until the next
So it's been a happy day, not just a happy hour. It's like a happy day.
It's a happy morning, turns into a very happy evening.
We're all like Yankees sitting here. You know that.
Oh, yes. We're not from...
We're
not
East Coasters.
We're all East Coasters.
East Coasters. Yeah. Yes, yes.
We are now. You all, tell me the truth. How bad was it with us up and down to the music in
front of
y'all?
Were we standing too much?
Yeah. I wanted to stand up, and she kept telling me, Susan kept saying, sit down, sit down. I'm like, I'm sorry, when you're at a concert, you stand up.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to do. I wanted to dance.
Not the whole time.
Yes, the whole time.
Well,
if you don't want to stand up, sit at home and listen to the radio.
I was jamming.
On your tush, you were jamming. That's not the same.
You know, what was the highlight?
Cher.
I don't know, Green Day. I sent my son, he loved Green Day. I sent him the picture. He said, you're so lucky. I don't know.
Wonder, and then
can I just say,
young one.
How about Katy Perry?
She looked amazing.
I heard you guys, you were like, you look so good. Like, I could hear you guys.
Everything we said was to you.
But she did. I mean, she had basically a bikini on with the sheath over it.
When I grow up, I'm going to look like Katy Perry.
I could hear the rolling commentary. It was very fun. Yes, it was great.
I was cute.
I was agreeing with you. I was like, yep, they're right. Yeah.
Be honest, I did attack you people at the bar. I did.
I
did.
I said, what do you mean?
I came up and said, I know you're not supposed to do this in LA, but I just had to tell you too how much I admire you. And I think you're inspiring to people out there. And here we are now, best of friends, crashing your podcast.
Why are you not supposed to do that in LA?
That's what everyone tells me.
They say that fans don't approach people when you're in LA. Except for us, of course. They do it all the time. You know, nobody cares.
Do you know what I said? I said, you're never, ever bothering me if you have something kind to say. So thank you. Like, we appreciate that. 100%.
And may I say, you are more beautiful in person and you are handsome. Both of you.
Thank you.
Great looking couple. Thank you very much.
We appreciate that.
And now that we've been nice, can you find us guys? Like,
yes.
This is what y'all led with.
Who's begging?
Plant a seed.
It's a question.
Just straight up beg.
It's a question. Begging? Do you see me on my hands and knees? I'm not begging.
I mean, you did lead with that after we met earlier.
Thanks, TJ.
You said your name and say, hey,
where's
your dad?
and now let me ask you again. Where's your dad?
Yes.
Your uncle, your great uncle Fred, where is he?
The hot guy that lives next door.
Your papa, where are they? I will track you down on the Upper West Side.
I believe you.
So how's the podcast coming? How y'all feeling about it?
Great.
Yeah?
Just a minute. You'll see.
Yeah. I can see you're very entertaining and you're not shy.
No. We agree to disagree.
Wait,
right?
Have you ever been described as shy? Ever?
Never.
Can I just say, I was always been the loudest person in the room until I met Susan.
You should meet my cousin Donna.
I met your cousin Donna.
Wait, so what are you looking for in a man?
Me?
Yeah.
You know,
sit down, big guy.
TJ, you're taken, so don't worry. You're good. Honestly, I was married for 46 years, so I'm looking. I don't want to raise kids, and I don't want to raise another man. So, you know, I've done that. I'm looking for a guy who wants to have fun and adventures and travel and just who wants to share this last chapter of my life. What about you? What are you looking for?
Tall. He could be gray instead of dark now, but handsome now. Somebody with a sense of humor and enjoys life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm about being positive. It's not over.
Until.
Come live with me. You know?
Oh, we're going to go down this road again?
Not live with me physically. Just live, you know. Have a good time.
See, we're not asking for much. Are we asking for a lot?
No, I don't think so at all. I don't think so.
Where does the line form?
The problem?
we can look outside. It might be a line forming.
I mean, we've been in the airports. We've had signs on our back. I mean, it's just not working.
To tell you the truth, though, I was on every dating site known to man prior to being on the show. After coming off the show, I don't care to go back on them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, me either.
If, you know, I'm good for somebody. You know, I won't quote myself yet again. Kathy's sick of it, but I'm going to do it. I used to believe I was a woman that needed a man. Now I know I'm a woman that a man needs. The end.
I like
I'm
that.
Pound that.
Here, I'm open.
Can we That's get a rock and a chisel? I want to pound that in. I just want, you know, I'm going to put that over your tombstone.
Please, I don't have that. No, no, no.
And see, I don't need a man either, but I just, you know, we're different for our age. We have a lot of energy and we want to have a lot of fun. And that's hard to find because my thing, which I've said a million times that Susan's sick of, but I'm going to say it anyway, is I'm tired of used to guys. A used to guy is a guy who used to play tennis. He used to swim. He used to ski. He used to do anything. And now he sits on the sofa. I don't want a used to guy.
I love that. I love that. And you know what you want. And he's out there. TJ. Hey,
y'all are clear. No, in all seriousness, now, I know we've been joking around a little bit here, but when you flat out ask you all what you're looking for in a man, y'all had very clear, concise, sharp answers. Y'all know exactly what you want. You're not asking for too much. So that'll be the only serious thing. We can go back to our bullshit now. I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Okay,
we're good. So now we can go back to giving each other hell.
I think you both need... I think you both need younger men, for sure, right?
Wait, before we get back to the bullshit, can I just say, men don't date older women.
Oh,
except
this
my
one
son.
Did.
My son.
When they're below 50,
yeah,
they do.
At my age,
50 and up,
I got him just in the nick of time.
You got him right in the nick of time. Men want younger. I'm being honest. At my age, they, you know, if a guy is, you know, cashing his social security check and counting the pennies and is sitting as a used to guy. But if you get a guy that has some energy, I'm being serious, a guy that has energy that wants to do stuff, he doesn't want me, foolish guy that he is. He wants a 50-year-old.
Yeah. What do you agree? It's arm candy. It's what they're going through, what men are going through. So they want.
It makes them feel younger.
I don't know. I'm not a man. But we see that. That's what we're observing, okay? We're assuming this to be true, which is one of my rules that I hate to assume. But that's exactly what we're doing. You know TJ's, what? Why should we think about it now?
She knows me already. I love that.
What are you thinking
about? I was
there?
About to go down a rabbit hole with you there because is it the, like most guys your age can't keep up with you.
That's correct. Right? That's correct.
But I would argue there are guys who are 10 and 20 years younger than you can't keep up with you.
That's probably true as well.
So when those guys, I mean.
So what do you want me to do? Go for a teenager?
I mean, I'm not that young, but I see the difficulty, you speak of, and it almost sounds impossible.
No, let me.
So you just say a word and you get canceled. That's what we do now. You don't hear anything else.
Them's fighting words, TJ. You know
what I mean? I said it sounds almost impossible. Can everybody vouch for that being what I said?
Yes.
It sounds almost. What a challenge.
Give me the silver lining here.
The silver line is you are who you are. I saw you. You are going to attract exactly what you want if you just keep doing what you're doing. You are a ball of absolute energy. Like I can barely keep up with you. In all seriousness, at the event,
through one concert.
Like when you seriously, you came and said hello to us over at the bar. Like who is that lady? We gotta know her. That is who you are. Keep doing that. You're going to attract exactly what you need. And everybody else who can't roll with that. You don't even have to go on a dating site. You don't need to talk to friends. They're going to fall by the wayside because they're going to be so turned off by the woman that you are because they can't keep up. So keep doing your thing. So don't change a thing.
Okay. I feel like I should cry I should thank him. I don't know.
But your therapy appointment will send you a bill.
No, we just, I hate to hear that. Just, you are
wait,
wonderful.
Is this your way of saying you have no no one in your stable that you can send my way. That's what he's saying. To dream the impossible dream.
For the last 5 minutes. No.
He's singing, when we leave, he's going to be singing,
I'm
dream
saying,
the impossible dream.
No, there is. I'm that's saying what's happening here tonight. Nobody in my circle that is worthy. Is what I'm saying.
Oh,
that's that what I'm like, saying.
Oh, yeah, you know what? You need to hold on to this guy.
We're good?
Okay. Hold on to this guy.
Ladies, thank you all so much.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking to you plenty. Folks, I hope you enjoy this surprise episode.
Yes, we did.
Sorry, TJ.
Thanks for letting us crash.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.